Roland and another economics professor from Syracuse University have been studying the Syracuse City Police Department. He says they found some encouraging news.
It seems to be that newer cops, young cops, are profiling, but that they're improving over time. It takes about three or four years. They seem to improve. So it's not some inherent bias against minorities. It seems to be that, at least in the early analysis that we've done, they improve over time, which means that they don't, it's not intentional, it's just a lack of information. That's called in economics statistical discrimination.
Roland compares that to someone who automatically assumes a person with a college degree is smart. With the federal grant, he says they will take this information a step further. Now they're going to start looking more deeply at what causes this bias based on an officer's experience. This will include an examination of how certain pairings of officers may impact bias and profiling.
Mentoring and what happens if you're an unbiased officer and you're put with a biased officer, does that, you know, how do these interactions work? And so we have not done any research on that yet, but we're going to be looking at what we kind of call it network effects in economics, that what happens when you're put different pairings together, or regionally, if you put certain cops with near other cops, to, you know, does their knowledge spill over?
Roland believes this research could lead to policy changes requiring police departments to always pair rookie officers with seasoned veterans who are less prone to racial bias on the job. The Justice Department funding follows heightened nationwide concern over police shootings, particularly the shootings of black suspects by white officers. I'm Kevin Niedermeyer, 89.7 WKSU.